While there was a minor charge for sentencing also, sentencing Cartagena for the murder of her 8-year-old daughter Bianca was at the center of yesterday's courtroom drama. She didn't testify during the non-jury trial, so the sentencing was her chance to tell her story to the judge, rather than in the pages of the Buffalo News. That was an appearance defense lawyer Joseph Terranova had opposed. On the other side, a few feet away from her was her sister Casey, speaking for the family, speaking of the child at the heart of the case, a child killed by her own mother.
From that devastating moment when we discovered Bianca's dead body in Candace's bed up until today, our determination and fight for justice has always been about Bianca. This has never been about our family or about punishing Candace. Yes, we spoke of and testified to her lying, cheating, stealing, and inappropriate behaviors, but she was not on trial for any of those things. She was on trial and convicted for the death of Bianca.
On Terranova's recommendation, Cartagena had not testified during the trial. During her statement, she talked about mistakes she had made, and she had argued Bianca's death was an accident or the result of a bad heart almost all doctors couldn't find. In her long and tearful and rambling statement, Cartagena talked about her beautiful daughter.
We have a lot of family memories. You know, Bianca then went to pre-K at Educates. She met her teachers, Miss Kristen, Miss Paige, Miss Helena. From the start, she loved going to school. I specifically remember her graduation night. It was one of her first stepping stones. She looked so beautiful.
After listening to the trial and the statements from both sides, Judge Franzik gave her the maximum sentence, 25 years to life, with Terranova immediately going to the court clerk's office to file the appeal papers he had already prepared. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.